One of the highlights of preparing children for the sacrament of reconciliation was seeing how they reacted to the stories of Zacchaeus and the prodigal son. These Bible stories invoked much discussion and helping them unpack the meaning behind them was both enriching and enlightening. As I listened to them sharing their own personal experiences of times when their choices led to feelings of hurt and guilt, I reminded them of how our loving God, who is full of compassion, waits with outstretched arms to free them of all their guilt and worries, big and small. I also reminded them of how fortunate they were to have such an open and gentle experience of first penance. After sharing my own experience, I was surprised when two of the boys remarked how they would prefer to receive their first penance in the traditional sense, just like you did in the olden days. As the weeks progressed, the children's enthusiasm for learning more about their faith increased. I could see that they were developing a strong sense of pride in calling themselves followers of Jesus. Their dedication and commitment astounded me, especially when children, who may have been ill during the week, showed up ready to learn and to share and to be a part of this small faith group, preparing to receive Jesus into their hearts in May. I watched their shyness disappear and their confidence grow as they tried to make sense of the significance of the celebration they were preparing for. I watched them decipher how the Last Supper became the first Mass and listened to them discuss their viewpoints and their imaginings of what it was like to be one of them in the upper room on that night.